And now, the life of Mary Southern. Everyone in his life reaches the crossroads, the turning point. A decision made one way or the other has the possibility of changing forever that life. Danny is faced with the decision, shall he tell exactly what he knows about Max's connections with the gambling syndicate from Chicago, or shall he conceal part of the truth without actually lying and thereby gain the money necessary to send his wife Phyllis to Switzerland to be cured? Proust and Davis, two enemies of Mary Southern and Max's, are attempting to get hold of the Sanders interests, of which Max is still chairman, and they have offered Danny the necessary money. Danny, feeling that Max is partly responsible for his wife's condition, is strongly tempted to testify against Max. It is just a few seconds before Friday's close. Mary Southern, Reverend Blaine, Dr. Benson, Daddy Stratford have gone to see District Attorney McGraw in an attempt to gain a postponement of Max's trial. This would give Max a chance to prove that he was fighting on the side of the law and not against it. However, Mr. McGraw thinks differently.
Mrs. Sanders, I've got enough proof to send Max behind the bars. I've got plenty of proof in one single witness, the son of Mr. Stratford and a friend to all of you, who has agreed to tell the whole story on the stand. I'm sorry, Mrs. Sanders. I'm very sorry.
Well, I suppose we might as well...
Now, don't cry, Mary. Don't cry. It's for the best, maybe.
But, Max, this might... Oh, why didn't Danny come to us?
Danny boy.
Well, hello, Danny. I was just talking about you. You know these people, I believe.
Yeah, I know them. Hello, Reverend.
Hello, Danny.
Anything wrong, son?
No, Danny, not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down, everybody.
Danny, what are you trying to say?
What is it, son?
I don't know how to start, but... Well, just be quiet and listen to me, will you?
Well,
And you too, Mr. McGraw, because I think you'll be more interested than anyone else.
Well, now, wait a minute, young man. Suppose you step into the other office and tell me what you seem to be so steamed up about.
Oh, no, you don't, Danny. If you've got anything to say, you say it.
Why can't he say it here?
Well, I'll tell you why he can't say it here. Whatever Danny has to say belongs to the state. Danny is a state's witness. I won't have him ruining the prosecution's case.
Mr. McGraw, you're interested in justice, aren't you?
Yes, of course. But there are certain rules and procedures that must be adhered to.
Mr. McGraw, there are certain rights that can't be measured by the rules in the law books. I ask you humbly, as a servant of the Lord and as a friend to these good people, not to make them suffer any longer. Let Danny Stratford tell us all what he has to say.
Please, Mr. McGraw.
Well, what can I say? I don't suppose it would do any good to talk to him alone anyway. This is the craziest case I've ever heard of. All right, Danny, say your say.
Well, I haven't much to say except that I know Max was working to break up the gambling syndicate and not working with it.
Not much? Why, Danny boy, that's everything.
McGraw, you'll grant us the postponement now.
Well, I still can see no reason to do so.
No reason? Why, you haven't one good witness now.
Are you presuming to tell me how I shall conduct this case?
Mr. McGraw, I'm sure you don't understand.
You'd like to win your case, wouldn't you?
Mr. Stratford, I flatter myself in believing that I have a duty to perform for the people of this state. If I can find enough evidence to convict an alleged criminal, all well and good. If not... Well, if the people feel that he's not guilty, then they will acquit him. Now, if you'll please excuse me.
But, Mr. McGraw, there are several reasons why you must grant Max this postponement. If he's really guilty of breaking the law, I'd be the first one to want to see that he pays his debt to society, no matter what pain and sorrow it would cost me. But surely a slight postponement would in no way interfere with justice and might be the means of saving something very important to everyone in this town.
What do you mean?
The Sanders interests, which includes almost every industry in this town. At this very moment, they're in danger of falling into the hands of certain unscrupulous elements in Sanders. I don't have to tell you what that would mean to the people here.
Well, now, wait a minute. How would a postponement stop this unscrupulous element, as you call it?
For good night's sakes and holy Moses, can't you understand? Max is the only one who can really protect the interests. Fight for it.
That's absolutely true, Mr. McGraw.
Well, this is the most insane business that has ever been my misfortune to get into. Well, let me see. I'll mark it down.
Then this means that you will?
Yes, Mrs. Sanders. I don't know why I'm doing this, but at least you've convinced me that there must be a great deal of good in this man, Max Sanders. All you people are willing to fight for him this way. Then I'll arrange for the bail to be set.
Oh, that's
great. Yes. Well, now I've got a great deal to do, really, if you'll please excuse me.
Oh, certainly.
Danny, I want to speak to you alone. Here.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. I'll stay.
Well, now you, what are you trying to do to me, Danny?
Well, what do you mean?
You know what I mean. One minute you're going to testify for the state, and the next minute you slip over to the defense.
Well, I had to do what was right.
Right? What do you know about it? Have you any definite proof that Max Sanders was working against that mob?
I know he was.
What proof have you?
Well, I have no actual proof, but I don't think Max would change like that.
Well, who are you to judge? Max Tilly Sanders has a past criminal record as long as his arm. Why, I could convict him on his past record alone.
Well, Max has paid for his past mistakes, and I don't think that he would go back to his old
days. You don't think?
No.
What have you got to say about it? Knocking my whole case into a cocked hat.
Well, I have no love for Max. I feel that he's responsible for Phyllis's being sick today. I can't do anything to hurt him and Mary. Well, I can't say something that I don't really believe just to get even.
Well, now, suppose Max Sanders isn't the Lily you believe he is.
What do you mean?
Suppose I'm able to prove to you that his hands are as dirty as any of the so-called big shots that we picked up in that raid on the Stratford Southern Arms Hotel. Would you be ready to testify for the prosecution then?
Well, I guess I'd have to.
Fine. That's all I wanted to know, Danny.
But how are you going to do that?
My boy, when I find Cheney, maybe everyone around here will be singing another tune.
Then you really think that Max is guilty?
And you're firmly convinced that he's not guilty?
I am. Until someone proves he is.
Well, I'll prove it.
Well, why should I be offered money to testify against him if he were guilty?
What's that?
Yes, sir. I've been offered money to testify against him.
Who offered you money?
Well, I can't tell you that.
What kind of a town is this, anyway? It seems that everyone here is doing his level best to obstruct justice. Well, there are ways to make you talk, young man. You know that.
I know, but I'm not talking yet. When the time comes, I'll tell you.
Okay, have it your own way.
The reason I'm not talking about that is that I don't think it has anything to do with Max's actual guilt or innocence. It's a personal thing between Max and some people who are trying to get something from him. And I think he'll want to fight that out for himself.
Well, this is getting too complicated.
Well, if that's all you want to say to me, I'm going to run over to the clinic and see my wife.
Yes, that's all. I've never seen people as close-mouthed, as secretive as they are here. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. McGraw. Oh, hello, Mary. What are you doing here? I thought you'd gone.
I wanted to talk to you.
Well, don't thank me, Mary. I just couldn't do that to you. I know how you love him.
And I know how much you love Phyllis. That's why...
Please, Mary, don't say anything more to me. I know you're right, and I know that I was wrong. Maybe that's why I feel so bad about it.
Danny... Max and I'll do all we can to see you get enough money to do something for Phyllis.
Thanks. Thanks, Mary, but I think I'd like to work this out in my own way.
Anything you say, Danny. But you know you can always count on Max and me. Don't let pride keep you from calling on us.
All right. All right, Mary. I'm going to see Phyllis down at the clinic now.
When you see her, Danny, tell her what you've done. See what she thinks of it. If I know Phyllis, I don't think you'll be disappointed in her reaction.
I'll see, Mary. I don't know.
You're right, Mary. We don't think that Phyllis will be disappointed in Danny's decision. One can't hope to build happiness on the suffering of others. What about Max? He's won the first round of his fight to vindicate himself. McGraw has agreed to postpone the trial until Cheney can be found. But he may be caught any day. Will Max have enough time to stop Davis and Proust in their plan to get control of the Sanders interests?